Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Turn to Altucid IGR for hornfly specific control year after year. Altucid IGR passes through cattle and into manure where hornflies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. With no known resistance, make Altucid IGR the only choice for your mineral supplement. Go with the IGR that delivers ROI and keep weight gains up. Contact your feed dealer today or go to altucidigr.com.
Today, we're talking with aphids and whiteflies about Safina insecticide from BASF.
We just got nailed with it.
So tell us, how are you feeling?
Really, really weird.
And you still want to devour this field?
Mm-mm.
No way, bro.
There you have it, folks. Safina insecticide is specifically engineered to disorient aphids and whiteflies so they can't eat. And when they can't eat, they can't destroy.
Help protect your sorghum from aphids with Safina insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, at the Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association's 126th annual meeting, I had the opportunity to catch up with OSU Extension Area Agronomist Specialist Josh Bashong. Bashong gave us an update about this year's wheat crop.
We went over, there were some issues, but for the most part, especially southwest Oklahoma, we're sitting on a pretty good crop. Stripe rust was our biggest issue this year. It came on early. When we rely on certain genetics to have resistance to stripe rust, we expected it, but this year with it being so early, we had some issues with something we haven't seen before where we didn't have juvenile resistance in those varieties. So once the plant started to go reproductive past boot and start push out ahead, we still had some resistance to stripe rust on those varieties. So the flag leaf mostly stayed pretty clean, but I've been very impressed. A lot of our decent weed out there, the guys did put money into it. They top dressed, they protected the flag leaf with the fungicide. But for the most part, average to or above average on yield. Acres, I think, are pretty decent.
Bashong also gave us the 2024 wheat crop tour estimates, along with the members' estimates.
Like we said last year, we were a little too conservative on our yield projections for the estate. The nine contributors to the wheat report this year, we came in a little bit less than what the Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association membership showed. They think we have more acres and a little bit better yield. They're thinking maybe four more bushels than what we were thinking as far as the state yield. We were around 33 bushels. They're thinking maybe 37 bushels. So we're thinking total production almost 90 million bushels for the state. They're thinking maybe 102. So
once again, that's OSU's Josh Bashong. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.